Please call the roll.
Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Alejandre?
Here.
Member Dolans?
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. We have physically present three members, and we have Member Robinson on the telephone. So I call the meeting to order of the Illinois Gaming Board. Is there a motion to move into closed session?
Yes, I move that the board go into closed session pursuant to Section 2C, paragraphs 1, 11, 14, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act and Section 6D of the Riverboat Gambling Act to discuss items on the closed session agenda relating to specific personnel, the closed session minutes, investigations, and pending litigation.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries. So we'll go into closed session in our conference room on floor 3, and then we will return to open session at 10 a.m. Thank you.
Yes, Don, I can.
Okay. All right, Alicia, let's start the meeting.
Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Alejandre?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Member Dolans?
Here.
All right, we have a quorum as before. To reiterate, we opened the meeting at about approximately 9 a.m. Then we moved into a closed session, and now we're back into open session. We have three members physically present, which gives us a quorum and allows Member Robinson to call in. Member Robinson is not able to attend today due to illness. Since we have a quorum, I declare the meeting open again. And the first item on the agenda is approval of the open session minutes from the December 12 meeting. Is there a motion?
There is. I move that the board approve the minutes from its regular meetings held on December 12, 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Chairman's report and comments. Well, first of all, welcome and to all of you, and thank you for braving the weather there. I mean, I don't think we're like half empty today. I'm amazed, but I'm amazed at how many of you made it today. And particularly, I want to thank the staff for getting here to make sure this meeting occurred. And I do apologize for not canceling this meeting and perhaps moving it to a better locale, such as Naples, Florida. But we don't have that in our budget. And scheduling these meetings with four members who all work full time at other jobs is not the easiest thing to do. So I was afraid that if we tried to reschedule it, this meeting might end up being in June. And that would just add to the backlog. And another complication is that we're about to lose Member Dolans to the tax season another month. So that's why we went forward today, even though I know a lot of state agencies are closing. Thank you all for coming. We've had some press coverage lately, as you probably noticed. The ProPublica article, I think by and large, was fair, balanced, detailed, thorough, and more important than anything, factual. And I think that's about the best you can expect when you're the subject of an investigative article like that. And I hope some good comes out of the article or the investigation that perhaps improves the gaming board and the overall legislation that authorizes the Video Gaming Act. Because it has certainly been challenging to us, and I hope it also results in perhaps more resources for our agency. We do appreciate the Tribune's vote of confidence in the gaming board in their editorial of a couple of weeks ago. I think that is a tribute to the longstanding, dedicated, and honest service of the gaming board staff. It certainly predates my tenure, so thank you again for staff for such great public service. Speaking of great public servants, I was remiss at the last meeting to note that one of our excellent staffers left us, Mark Stevens, served us very ably for a very long time, and we miss him. Did not want him to leave. Tried to talk him out of leaving, but he decided it was time to go. And now we've lost another great staffer, Frank Spazieri. who gave us great service, and again, did not want to lose him, but he's gone back to the Illinois State Police, which I guess we could resent them for taking him back, but we really can't. The Illinois State Police is a great partner. They provide us with a lot of excellent troopers. They allow member Alejandre to serve on the board. We have a great partnership with them, and we appreciate that very much. We're going to bring before the board an inducement rule, finally, the long-awaited inducement rule. I have to say this has been one of the more challenging things that I've ever worked on. It seems like an inducement is kind of what the Supreme Court said about pornography. You know it when you see it, but it's very hard to define it. So we're making an effort at that. I suspect for a lot of people it will not be enough, because it's certainly not going to be a detailed roadmap, but hopefully it's a step in the right direction. Not the end, but perhaps in the beginning of the end of the rule process, but certainly not the end. I suspect that we will revisit this and perhaps make it more specific and beef it up down the road, but this is where I think we should start, as you will see. Self-exclusion program, you know, we're not happy with what we have so far, with just the registry. We want to beef that up. We want to do more there. It's been very challenging. I've been hoping that technology would solve this for us. It hasn't done it yet, but it's moving in that direction. So this year, my plan anyway, is to put a renewed emphasis on developing a stronger SEP program for a video gaming. Any other comments? All right, Mr. Administrator.
Just a quick update with respect to video gaming. Currently, we have 6,843 locations running 31,046 machines.
Thank you, Mr. Administrator. Is there any public commentary? All right, none has been scheduled. All right, Riverboat proposed rule.
This month, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, we were going to present you with a draft rule to implement an amendment to the Riverboat Gaming Act with respect to veterans percentages. However, in drafting the rule, we wanted to further investigate a little bit and make some modifications to that, so we're going to ask you to defer that to the next board meeting.
Okay, very good. We'll pull that from the agenda. All right, owner licensee items. Final consideration, Midwest Gaming, refinancing.
Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Administrator Lauren Zini, Ms. Passfield, and staff. My name is Ed Winkowski of the law firm Greenberg Torek. I'm appearing before you today on behalf of Midwest Gaming and Entertainment, LLC, doing business as Rivers Casino, to respectfully request final consideration of a proposed $600 million amended senior credit facility, for which the owner licensee is a subsidiary guarantor. In accordance with the board's two-meeting rule, we requested and received initial consideration of the proposed financing at the board's November 2nd, 2018 meeting, open session meeting. Since that time, we've worked closely with Mr. Lipinski, Ms. Compton, Ms. Thomas, and staff to provide them with all the necessary and useful information, and we're now prepared to request formal approval of the board pursuant to Rule 230C. I just want to note, and I believe this has previously been communicated to the board, financing is separate and apart from the board's consideration of the proposed transfer of ownership, which we and Ms. Moore, representatives of Churchill Downs, and others continue to work with the board staff. We're all working hard and hoping to be back before you for final consideration of that matter at the next board meeting. Happy to answer any questions the board may have.
Mr. Lipinski, any concerns?
They've
all been resolved.
All the concerns have been resolved.
All right, very good. Only question, how many layers are you wearing?
Yeah, risk of a favorable
What's
finance?
Up, Member Robinson?
I have one question for you. In this refinancing, is that going to lead to more favorable rates for Rivers?
The rate is reduced slightly on the existing financing, yes.
Does that answer the question, Member Robinson?
Yes, it does. And I'll ask everyone who's speaking at the podium just to speak up a little bit for me. And again, I'm sorry I'm not there. I'm sure you all will be happy that I'm not coughing all over you. But if you could just project a little better for today, I'd appreciate that. But thank you. That does answer. That's sufficient.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for letting us know that, Member Robinson. All right, is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve the refinancing requests, including subsidiary guaranteed by Midwest Gaming and Entertainment, LLC of $600 million, subject to the final documentation being provided to the Illinois Gaming Board upon execution, and subject to revocation of this approval if the administrator determines that the terms and conditions are not materially consistent with the terms provided.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Riverboat supplier licensee items.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff is asking that the board consider clarifying a motion that was made at the November 2018 meeting regarding Ainsworth Gaming Technology. In November, the board voted to issue a supplier's license to Ainsworth. However, the motion did not identify the entire name of the corporation and, I believe, one key person.
Well, not to be technical, Mr. Administrator, but I think this is more of a motion to amend than a motion to clarify.
Yes.
Is there a motion?
Yes, I move that the board amend its November 2018 motion to be read as follows, effective as of the date of said motion. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the administrator issue Ainsworth Game Technology, Inc., a riverboat supplier license for a period of 1 year, expiring in November 2019, and approve the following entities and individuals as key persons under Rule 222C4. Novo Invest GmbH, Novomatic AG, Ainsworth Game Technology Limited, AGT Pty Limited, Daniel Gladstone in his roles as Chief Executive Officer and Executive Director, Johann Graf in his roles as owner and managing member of Novo Invest GmbH, and Ryan Comstock in his role as Chief Operating Officer. Data Financial Inc. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, that's the next one. Yes. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, Data Financial Inc., the next item on the agenda. Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew Data Financial Inc.'s Riverboat Supplier License for a period of 4 years, expiring January 2023, and approve the following individuals as key persons under Rule 222C4. Mark Massey in his role as owner and co-president, and Steve Schroeder in his role as owner and co-president.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Midwest Game Supply Company.
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board renew Midwest Game Supply Company's Riverboat Supplier License for a period of 4 years, expiring January 2023, and approve the following individuals as key persons under Rule 222C4. Linda Sohm in her role as owner and president, and Charles Sohm in his role as owner.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Occupational licensee items. Level one items. Sherry Bruno.
Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Lorenzini, Ms. Passfield, and staff. Again, this is Ed Winkowski, law firm Greenberg Torg. I'm appearing today on behalf of Ms. Bruno to respectfully request consideration of her level one license. Connection with her role as director.
Could you speak up a little bit more?
Sure.
Because Member Robinson's having trouble hearing.
Member Robinson, can you hear me?
No, that's better. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm stepping up on behalf of Ms. Bruno in her capacity as director for finance at Argosy Casino Alton, and respectfully request the board consider her level one license application.
All right. Well, staff has recommended it, so is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve Sherry Bruno as a level one occupational licensee in her position as director of finance for Alton Casino LLC, DBA Argosy Casino Alton.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
All right, initial level 2 and level 3 licenses, approvals and denials.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff presented you with a list of level 2 and level 3 educational license applications. We are recommending that you approve each of those applications.
Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve 72 license 2, correction, approve 72 level 2 occupational licenses and 134 level 3 occupational licenses.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, disciplinary complaints.
Staff next requested the board consider issuing several disciplinary complaints this month. The first one relates to Michael Montgomery Tarver, Mr. Tarver failed to disclose an arrest to board staff, and staff recommends that his patient license be revoked.
All right, is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the level 3 occupational license of Michael Montgomery Tarver, with said action taking effect 21 days from the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Next, we have Kathleen Lynn Castillo. Ms. Castillo is a level 3 employee at Hollywood Joliet. She was terminated for violating casino policy, and we, staff, recommend that her license be revoked.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the level 3 occupational license of Kathleen Lynn Castillo, with said action taking effect 21 days after the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Next, we have Brian Joseph Vickers, a level 3 licensee at Harris Joliet. Mr. Vickers was also terminated from Harris Joliet for certain behavior and certain statements made while in the facility. We recommend that his license be revoked.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the level 3 occupational license of Brian Joseph Vickers, with said action taking effect 21 days after the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Our next recommendation is to revoke the level 2 license of Kyler Uriah Bunton, an employee of Hollywood Aurora. Mr. Bunton also made several statements and allegations to fellow employees at Hollywood Casino Aurora. Agents received complaints about these statements. Although he had denied making those statements during the casino's investigations, he later admitted those statements to IGB personnel during our investigation. Therefore, we recommend that his license be revoked.
And would you say, Mr. Administrator, that these were disturbing and offensive statements?
Absolutely.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the administrator issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the level 2 occupational license of Kyler Uriah Bunton, with said action taking effect 21 days after the notice of disciplinary complaint is served, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame in accordance with Rule 1125.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Member Robinson, did you vote aye?
I did. Aye.
The motion carries unanimously. All right, Mr. Administrator, is there any other riverboat gaming business?
There is not.
All right, we're going to take just about a 1-minute recess.